Alaska suspends payments to some recipients of the state's senior benefits program. And the Haynesboro takes a look at the first sales tax returns from Amazon. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories and more are up next. The Alaska Department of Health and Social Services has suspended payments for some recipients of the state's senior benefits program due to a lack of funding. The program provides a monthly check for seniors with moderate to low incomes. Over 11,000 seniors statewide receive this benefit. 87 of them live in Haynes. According to Public Assistance Director Shonda O'Brien, the Senior Benefits Program is divided into three payment tiers based on beneficiaries' income.
The lowest payment tier, which is paid out to the recipients with the higher income brackets, is the payment tier that gets reduced when funding isn't sufficient to fully fund the program.
Recipients in the highest income bracket are eligible to receive $76 per month, but they won't be receiving those payments for May and June. O'Brien says that Department of Health and Social Services is around $800,000 short. She attributes this to changes in the number of seniors in the higher payment tiers.
There's been a little bit of a shift between, you know, the people who are eligible at the highest payment category versus the ones that are at the lower payment category. And then also, we've also had payments being made retroactively to recipients who applied for the program whose eligibility hadn't been determined timely. And so some of those types of things have also contributed to the amount of funding being diminished more quickly.
The future of the senior benefits program is uncertain. Governor Mike Dunleavy's proposed budget for fiscal year 2020 would eliminate the program altogether. However, the budget passed today by the House of Representatives would retain funding for it. The Skagway Assembly confirmed Joe Rao as the new full-time paid fire chief last night. Rao is presently a member of the Skagway Volunteer Fire Department. His selection was recommended to the Borough Assembly by a committee made up of Mayor Andrew Cremata, Assemblymember Dan Henry, Fire Chief Jeremy Simmons, and Interim Manager Tom Healy. The borough received 6 applications and interviewed 2 applicants, Joe Rao and Roy Johnston of Juneau. Mr. Rao will begin on Monday, April 15th. The Haynesboro just received its first tax return from Amazon. The corporation claimed exemptions that left municipal officials scratching their heads. As Claire Strempel reports, that's the case across the state.
In February, KHNS reported that Amazon began collecting sales tax from residents of the Upper Lynn Canal without alerting the communities. Since that time, the corporate giant has applied for a business permit in the Haynes municipality and recently submitted their first tax return. In her manager's report at this week's assembly meeting, Deborah Schnabel said she could not discuss the amount the borough received, but she did say that the company made very large deductions for tax exemptions that don't line up with local code. She says other communities are reporting the same issue across the state. Schnabel says the borough called Amazon to find out why.
They said that they were exempting, well, you know, food and health and medical supplies. It was like, we don't exempt food, so why are you exempting food?
This is the crux of the online sales tax issue in Alaska. There is no statewide sales tax, so any taxes are municipal.
We have 105 different local governments that have 105 different sales tax programs.
That's Juneau's finance director, Bob Bartholomew. He's a member of the Alaska Municipal League's working group to address this very problem.
And the Supreme Court said you can't do that if you want to tax the internet. You have to have one program, you have to have a central administrator, and all the internet providers have to pay one location.
He says you have to have a standard, centralized local tax program. Online retailers can handle charging different sales tax rates in different municipalities, but those exemptions Manager Schnabel was talking about aren't so easy.
Do you exempt or tax food? Do you exempt or tax senior citizens? Do you exempt or tax nonprofits? That's the challenge. Those 105 communities all have different exemptions. And to get to a standard program, you have to standardize those exemptions. That's what's going to take 12 to 18 months.
Bartholomew says they have to find a single code that all the municipalities can agree on. Then each municipality would have to implement it. That's the part that could take time. But the incentive is this. Once Alaska implements a centralized program, all online retailers will be legally obligated to remit sales tax to local governments. As the state budget heaps increasing financial burden on local governments, that extra income might be worth the effort. The next meeting of the Alaska Municipal League Working Group will be June 6th in Anchorage. Haynes is considering sending the Anchorage-based borough attorney as a representative. In Haynes, I'm Claire Strimpel.
For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us tonight. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also check us out on the NPR One app and Stitcher.